97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Yes, it's Beer 30 time. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Welcome.
Woo!
Hello, Danny.
Hi. Hello. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and you find on the social medias and all that fun stuff, Sports Meets Beer. What do we have today, gentlemen?
Well, this morning, this beautiful, lovely Friday morning, we are drinking a Miraz Brewing Company. This is All the Peaches Love Me, which is an American sour, also in the category of an American wild ale.
Oh.
What's an American wild ale, you ask, Brad?
It loves to party.
Yes, absolutely. It gets down. It's basically a wild ale is going to be when they propagate yeast. This is something that you and I learned at our tour of the Russian River Brewing Company, where they basically open up the windows and let wild yeast propagate the beer. So it's one of those things that's around us at all times. It's instead of maintaining a yeast strain in a laboratory at your brewery, you basically are using any kind of yeast, and you don't know what it's going to do with the beer.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of times that's what gets a lot of that funk flavor.
Yeah.
In there, but it's not a propagated yeast as much.
Wild yeast.
Kind of like Bill and Ted, like a wild stallion. Anyway.
Wild yeast. Hey, so AATMF.
Appearances thing is yellow and cloudy.
Yes.
It looks like everything we're drinking these days.
It's a hazy. Crazy hazy.
It's really hazy. It's wildly hazy.
Yeah.
If you will.
There are some tight bubbles in this thing still. We've had it probably poured for 5 minutes, and you can still see a lot of the bubbles. And if you agitate it, the head builds up pretty good.
But this has got, it's got an amazing, I think part of this why it's so amazing to me is that I'm getting over this cold.
So you can actually finally
smell something now.
For the first time.
But yeah, it's got a really, really rich, pineapple nectar, really sweet, but not overly sweet, just a fruit sweet smell to it. I think it's super inviting, especially getting in these warm months. Great.
It's a sour immediately when it
absolutely
hits your nose.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
They say all the peaches love me. I don't get a ton of peach in this.
No.
Like sort of a general, it's sort of a general stone fruit and tropical fruit.
Yeah, there's not an outstanding peach flavor.
I think it's just for the name. It's a pretty cool name.
Well, yeah. The whole idea here, one of the things they sort of reference on the website is they're going for a sour peach ring candy, which I could totally see.
Oh, yeah.
Once you drink it and you let it finish and everything else, the peach is a little stronger in the finish than it is anywhere else.
Yeah.
And so it totally finishes like a sour peach ring. 4.5% ABV on this beer. You could have a few of these. I would order multiple pints for sure. And as we're getting into the warmer months now, I could see having quite a few of these over the course of the summer. So I'm going thumbs up on this beer.
I'm going to thumbs up as well, not only for the beer, also the Miraz Brewing Company located in El Dorado Hills. But they also have, I think something on their website that was pretty cool, is they have a charity of the month. So they have monthly different charities that they give proceeds to, which
nice
is kind of cool. Revolving door of feeling good while you buy the beer. Always a plus.
Yeah. Feeling good buying and after.
And drinking.
And during.
I'm helping.
Awesome.
Miraz Brewing Company. All the peaches love me. Thumbs up all the way around.
Woohoo!
You can check out this review and others, 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it everywhere you get podcasts. And find them on the socials as well. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.